Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Ilhan Omar is an incredible organizer, public speaker, policymaker, and advocate in Minnesota who represents Minneapolis in the Minnesota State Legislature and also serves as the Assistant Minority Leader. Becoming the highest elected Somali American public official is a journey that was captured on film by documentary maker Nora Shapiro. Time for Ilhan, directed by Shapiro, comes to Duluth this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Cinema 2, all part of the Duluth Superior Film Festival. Director Nora Shapiro will be in attendance for a post-showing Q&A and joins us here on Radio Gallery to share more about her film, Time for Ilhan.
It's that thing that you're always looking for as a filmmaker, both the amazing story, the amazing character, the arc, a story that is about bigger things than the specifics themselves, but the specifics are interesting. But in addition, to be there ahead of time or as things are happening, it's rare. It's really rare that that happens. So I consider myself really fortunate for all those stars to align in this case. My name is Nora Shapiro. I am a documentary filmmaker based in Minneapolis, and my latest project is Time for Ilhan, a documentary about Ilhan Omar, the nation's first Somali American legislator, who it happens to be from Minneapolis. She's a representative in Minneapolis, District 60B. You know, there's a backstory, obviously. It's not as simple as it falls from the sky and hits you on the head. So all of my, relationships beforehand, in fact, my relationship with Ilhan's sister is actually how I ultimately ended up connecting to the story. But I had been interested in that community and what was happening in that community for a long time, and interested in issues impacting new Americans in Minnesota and beyond, and questions of the American dream. So I would say that I was looking, I was ready.
Tell us a little bit about how you brought this story to the screen. What is the time frame of this film, and how did it look coming together?
So I was introduced to Ilhan, and we met for coffee. And I would say pretty much instantaneously, I knew a number of things. One, that she was really remarkable, and that what she was setting out to do was important and compelling, and that regardless of the outcome, that it was going to be an opportunity to tell a larger story about politics in America. And we talked for a while, and she went back to her people and thought about what this would mean. And I came in and did my little pitch to them. And honestly, I really was fairly certain they were going to say no, because it's a huge thing to open yourself up to having cameras in your face, in addition to what she had ahead of her, the challenge at hand, just with taking on a 43-year incumbent. Obviously, fast forwarding, Ilhan ended up being elected. Literally the day after the elections, she sort of was transported to this national platform, national and beyond. And that was the point at which, to a certain extent, a little bit before, people started to realize the significance of her candidacy and her election. I hope that everybody that sees the film feels inspired and hopeful. But more specifically, we're hoping to use the film to inspire more candidates positioned like Ilhan, specifically women, women of color, people of color, other outsiders, new Americans, etc. We also are hopeful to use the film to inspire more people like the people who got involved in running Ilhan's campaign, and they were tremendously successful. So we hope to inspire those people who maybe don't want to run but might want to be more politically engaged.
Documentary director Nora Shapiro joining us here on Radio Gallery to talk about her film, Time for Ilhan, showing at Cinema 2 this Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Duluth Superior Film Festival. Information about the film and the full schedule for the festival available at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.